Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015, and welcome to Angels on Air. My name is Carolyn McGee. I am an angelic life coach, angel communication master, intuitive healer, teacher, and coach. And I am here for the next hour representing angelsteach.com, where I received all of my training. And actually, today is Angel Teach's 8th birthday. April 1st is her birthday. So happy birthday, Angels Teach. It's a fabulous community of spiritual and highly faithful people who gather together to raise the vibration of the world, to help us all connect in deeper with who we truly are at our core, and to have the faith and, I guess, the security to bring who we are out into the world to help other people who haven't gotten to quite the same level of comfort with expressing that divine connection that we all have. So thank you, Reverend Elvia and angelsteach.com, for helping me to get to that point in my life. And happy birthday to Angels Teach. On the line with me today, I have Maureen Huntley, and I am going to introduce her and let her tell you a little bit about her. Hi, Maureen. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Carolyn, thank you so very much for having me here today. This is absolutely wonderful, and I love what you do. So thank you for bringing it out to the world and to helping so many. Like, wow. Well, a little bit about me is that I'm a raw vegan chef. I'm a mother of four. I have a holistic health practice where I coach and help guide my clients to better health and wellness, body, mind, spirit. I'm also a law of attraction coach. I'm a Reiki master, EFT. Oh, I tried to get everything I could, including reflexology and certified in essential oils, because I just wanted to get healthy inside and out. But I found that when I was working with my clients that this was all just a little bit too much information for them. And they were like, okay, yeah, you're just like a little too much. So I then just went back to basics. And I found that when I got them eating their veggies and I got myself doing this and my family and my friends, extended family members, to get their juice, their veggies in any way they could. And I started trying to get it in using juice and smoothies and that, because I found people were not any kind of greens in, like don't like vegetables. And I don't know what that's about, but I do know what it's about, because as a kid, I was the same way. But then as an adult, you know, I thought everybody was like trying to figure it out like I was, but that wasn't the case. So I started to make these juices and that, and just in trying to get my clients to do it for themselves, they were like, oh, this is too much work, I can't do this, but I'll drink it if you make it. Like, okay. So that's how Mo Green Juice was born. I started making juices for people, started dropping it off door to door, and then I realized, oh, I can't do this out of my house, so I better get a kitchen. So I rented a kitchen, and then it kind of ballooned into not just doing door to door, but farmers market, and then more farmers markets, and then stores, and then the shipping factor, which we now ship throughout the United States. And it feels so good to get that message out. But not only am I doing that, but we also, I say we, because I have a wonderful staff that helps me move this along, is that we help other companies co-pack, and co-pack is another word for private label, make their product, their juices, and I guide them to doing it in the healthiest way possible and get that out to the public also. And it, for me, it's just so energizing, so, you know, light. And I know that when we clean our gut, when we clean our gut with healthy greens from cheek to cheek, I always say it's like from the two cheeks on your face to the two cheeks on your rump, you you create space not only in your intestines and throughout your bloodstream, but you're also creating space in your life. Again, in your body, your mind, and your soul. So that's a little bit about me. And I have a program that I do called Make Green Shift Happen. And it's about greening
name.
Up your life. I know. It's kind of naughty. But the word really is shift. Because it is making you make a shift. So, it's fun.
It is fun. And, you know, I can tell you from personal experience that when I am on top of my nutrition, when I am getting adequate sleep, when I am drinking enough water, that my connection with the divine is so much clearer. I mean, I'm highly connected, and I can connect even, you know, if I don't feel well, if I've got a cold. I mean, I still get it. But when I am clear, when my body is clear, when I am, have the proper nutrition, which, you know, does include all of those veggies, which even I have a hard time getting enough of sometimes, it really makes a difference.
It really does. And the proof is in the gut or the pudding, you know. And I find that even, I mean, there is no way. I mean, perfection, just forget that. Just throw that right out the window, because the reality is even all of the people out there doing all the raw vegan promotion online and programs and speaking engagements, which I do also, but the point is that we're humans. We are divine beings in having a human experience. So we're walking around in these bodies. And the human part is going, hey, those fries look really good. I'm just going to grab a few, and then I'll eat my greens or drink my greens or drink more water. But life happens, and stress happens, and we start piling stuff in, and we kind of forget about it. But, you know, even so many times people go to me, oh, well, you're there already. I'm like, no. There is never there. It's always a process, and it's just the going with the flow. I say going with the flow of green juice, going with the flow of water, going with the flow of life, with the flow of our bloodstream, with breath. You know, flow is everything around us. Mm-hmm. Energy, going with the flow of energy. So there are times when it's far from perfect. And I'll just throw a little story in here that this past week I've had a few big stressors in my life, and just trying to work out my stuff and using my many tools. And I love EFT, which I know you are like EFT goddess. using it it helps me move my emotional stuff forward. But what you'll find is, and what I found is that, and I'm constantly reminded of, is the more that I'm packing into my life, ends up being the more I'm packing into my bowels and in my gut. And then all of a sudden you find out I'm constipated. But I don't even realize it because, you know, I'm kind of going to the bathroom. I'm sorry if I'm getting into the potty talk here, but the truth is in the toilet. Everything that you ingest, body, mind, spirit, is going to come out in the lower region. And if it's not, you're holding on for dear life. So I found that I was holding on for dear life. And then I had an experience last Thursday evening where I was looking for something, and I had a situation where someone who was responsible for knowing what was going on, completely it fell off their radar. It fell off my radar also because I didn't feel like babysitting this particular situation. And lo and behold, I find what thought we didn't have, and now I've just paid over $1,000 for a replacement for it, and I'm sitting there looking at this particular thing, and I lost my I lost it in anger and release and letting go, and I tapped my way through it. But what happens with that? I had a darn good bowel movement, and after that, you really do lose your stuff. And you know when that happens, It feels so good. And I know it sounds so gross, and I'm really, really sorry, but it really does feel good to let go and lose your stuff on every level, like let it fly. And when you do that, you just cleaned out, you've got a nice clean slate, and all of a sudden you're getting like you're open to all that is, and you've got all this connectivity. Things start to make a little more sense now. It shows up as to why that happened, and maybe now I need to go in this direction, but the answers weren't coming to me before until I let go. And it's amazing how our bodies make that happen. I love it.
It really is.
Our bodies
are talking.
Yeah, it is.
God is a genius, really, putting everything together.
The way he did.
Yeah. He did, whoever you believe in. But, and, you know, I've seen the same thing with, you know, like for me, stress, which is, you know, goes hand in hand with nutrition. I think that, you know, because I know when I'm stressed, and a lot of people too, they tend to turn to emotional eating. You were talking about the fries before, and then it compounds itself because not only is your body stressed out, but then, you know, your mind and the emotions, you know, you start to get the more cortisol into your system, and then you put in the food that's not supporting you, and then your digestive system does get blocked up, and then the flow of energy just really slows down. So, you know, allowing emotional release, you know, using EFT or meditation or praying, anything that works, even gentle, you know, walking, because meditative walking can be a great way to get the energy moving in your system, to get your digestive system moving again, and just opening up that energy, and then adding in that proper nutrition, especially of, you know, the veggies, which for some reason our culture is not good at doing.
Yes, but there's a whole, you know, mindset behind that. There's, we can blame everybody from the government to God because there's not enough rain to, you know, whatever. It just was, you know, I didn't grow up with it, so therefore I don't need it. And then people wonder why they can't go to the bathroom. And most often it's because you don't have enough hydration. You're not hydrated. But another piece of that, you talk about holding on to all that you've got within you, so you're holding on to it, and yes, it clogs up your energies, but what it's also creating is toxic, noxious gases that are now rumbling through your gut, so you can no longer listen to your gut feelings, so therefore your mind is, your brain, it's called the big brain and the little brain. The big brain is in our head. The little brain is actually way smarter. It knows exactly what our bodies need and what our lives need, because when you listen to your gut. But what ends up happening, though, is when you've got all these noxious gases moving through your bowels, through your digestive tract, and then out through the villi, which is the like the shag rug kind of thing that happens in the small intestines and then down into your stomach lining, is that it's seeping, those toxins are seeping into your bloodstream. And right where the villi is in your small intestines, and then the entire lining of your stomach actually has almost as many neurons as does the big brain in your head, which is like mind-blowing when you think about
it. It is mind-blowing. Wow.
Yes. So it's like we really do need to listen to our guts. And it's the gut that tells the brain what to do, not the brain telling the gut what to do. But we, for some, in our society, and we're not really allowing that to happen, because it's all about, well, think it out, think. Well, you can't think when your gut is jammed up. You can't. So I love this. And another thing about our body is that, you know, if you ever think about, if you got, you know, if you're peeing way too much, you know, if you've got the runs all the, you know, like you're peeing away all the time, it's like, what are you pissed off about?
Right.
You're not addressing, because it's a runaway train. The same thing with the runs. When you're, what are you running away from? When you have the, you know, your bowels are running away on you. And you're still, those toxins are still getting caught in your small intestines, in your gut, and in your bowel. So it's like, what's running away from you in the same way that what are you holding on to that's not working in your life? So
you know,
our bodies are always talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, with leaders like, you know, Louise Hay and you know, her publication,
mm-hmm.
you would think that we would have more awareness of the impact of our body and what it's trying to tell us. Because it does tell us. I mean, it makes it very clear that something is not working if your digestion slows down or if it's too fast or you've got stomach aches or, you know, reactions to foods, you know, bloating, the gassing, you know, the toxicity that you were talking about. But why don't we listen? Or why does our culture not listen? What have you seen in your experience?
I think that it's a Band-Aid society. It's much easier to get, hey, you can't even get a cold without wanting, you know, to run to go get something to stop your nose from running or from stopping the congestion in your chest instead of allowing it, because that's the way your body is detoxing. When you get a really bad cold or you've got chest congestion, when you're congested, it's also showing up. All disease starts in our gut. Every single thing that we deal with. You can have gout in your big toe, but it started in your gut from uric acid buildup. You can have a bad back, and and this was certainly one of the awakenings for me, was having my back fall apart. And, it's because of the lack of hydration in your gut and throughout your body. But when you're dehydrated in your gut, it starts to pull hydration from other parts of your body, and lo and behold, there goes your back. You know, the synovial fluid starts to seep out. And, it's about stress and that. And so I think people are so overwhelmed, the easiest thing to do is to run to, you know, whatever that is, 8-minute clinic or, get fixed fast type of situation. You run to the local drugstore, get a pill, get a Band-Aid, drink this stuff. I can't drink
mm-hmm.
that green stuff. Oh, that'll give me the runs. Oh, I can't do that. I can't drink that green juice stuff or the green goo, you know, whatever. I'll just go and I'll drink Pedialyte, or I'll give my children Pedialyte instead of coconut water. And that I find so crazy, because coconut water actually has 100 times more electrolytes than even Gatorade or Pedialyte. 100 times more. Athletes should be drinking that. And that's what hydrates your body. And it comes from God. It comes from the universe. It comes from Mother Earth. Not from a factory. I get a little adamant about it, so I could go on and on.
Yeah. No, you and I are firmly on the same page there, because I know that I see, you know, even in my own family, I don't feel good. I need to take this. I'm like, no, you don't
mm-hmm.
need to take anything. You need to eat differently. You need to drink more water. You need to talk about your feelings and what's going on with you, because all of this stuff is combining to create this situation in your body. Your body is just, it's a feedback machine. It tells you
yes.
when things are not flowing properly, whether it's your emotions, like you said earlier, or just, you know, the elimination process. It's a feedback machine.
Right. It totally is. And it works together. So your emotions are feeding off what you're putting into what you're putting between the two lips on your face and what's going
mm-hmm.
into those two cheeks. Our first point of digestion is the tongue behind the lips. Starts at the lips, basically. And it's where we start to build up our, juices start to break down the food particles. And then it's our teeth, which is a masticator, and it masticates, chews it up. That's why when you make a smoothie and you blend it, or even making juices in that, it's breaking open the enzymes, and that's what your teeth are meant to do. in our society. That's why the whole juice craze and the whole smoothie craze is because we're not chewing our foods. We're just going chomp, chomp, slide, burp, gas, burp, you know, and there you have it. So it's really about paying attention to how every piece of you feels. What are you thinking about? Because you're ingesting. You know, today I'm having, I had kind of an odd day and I had a funny feeling about something. And then I'm realizing, oh, I'm feeling that in my gut. It had nothing to do with food, but then the food I ate, even if it were good food for me, it lifted me up a little bit, but I'm still feeling a funky feeling in my gut because of what I'm thinking over and over and over in my head. So that self-talk is also feeding us.
Mm-hmm.
What's feeding you? What's going on in that head of yours? And what is your inner monologue? And if your inner monologue is going along like, oh, my God, I'm so overwhelmed. My day is so tough. Da, 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 da. Oh, this person is, like, really doing this to me, or I'm doing this to me, or, oh, I'm so evil, I must be stupid. And the worst self-talk is what we tell ourselves. But then the self-talk, you know, constant inner monologue, always going on, blah, 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 blah. Then it's lunchtime, and it's like, blah, 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 self-talk. Oh, fries. I deserve the fries because I've had a really rough morning. And then you're now feeding exactly what the monster needs. What the self-talk is like opened up the, you know, that energy. Just feed me more negativity. Generally, when we're feeling bad, and this is across the board, I don't care how healthy you are, if we have bad feelings, we're going to tend towards things that we think we deserve because we don't feel good about ourselves. But if I eat that piece of chocolate, because I know chocolate's healthy, I've read that, chocolate's really healthy, if I have it in small, and it's got to be dark chocolate, well, that's a bunch of bologna. Truly. You might as well eat a bunch of bologna. It's not going to be any good for you if you've been having self-deprecating thoughts or thoughts that are just so negative.
So, you know, and something that just popped into my head as you were talking, too, is, you know, the way we eat, and, you know, and I have to admit that I'm guilty of this sometimes, too. I mean, we eat in front of the TV, where we eat watching mm-hmm. a violent show, or we, you know, one of my kids and my favorite show is NCIS, which, okay, you know, it's anxiety.
Well, yeah, it's
fun.
It's like a mystery. You know, it's good.
Yeah, and all of that, but there's, it's not really soothing to the digestive tract when you're putting your food in your mouth. Even if it's really great, healthy food, there's still, you know, in your gut, you're kind of anticipating what's coming. And what's the impact on that of and what they're eating and what they're, you know, how their digestion is going to go through?
The digestion, for starters, that's really mindless eating. Truly, it's mindless because you're shoveling it into your mouth and there is no conscious awareness of what is on your plate. And I love using plate as a metaphor for life, really. It's truly
mm-hmm.
what is on your plate. So if you're sitting in front of the TV, or most people don't even, you know, they're sitting in front of their computer or they have their phone in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Kids do this in restaurants. I see it all the time, and I've seen, you know, I've wanted to clobber my own children for it. And we as a society have tried to give, you know, we try to give each other space for in our family members. Like, okay, well, not going to make a big deal out of this because there are bigger things to make bigger deals about. So you might let the having a, you know, a phone at the dinner table or a phone in the restaurant because they're playing video games before the dinner comes. It's all those negative energy that's coming from electronics are messing with not only the food in front of you, but they're messing with your gut. Prayer, which has been around since the beginning of time, any kind of energy or gratitude around the food that's in front of you by holding your hands over it, by putting your hands together as though you're saying a prayer, however you want to show gratitude for the animals that gave up their lives for you, for your health and wellness, for the rice that grew wherever it grew, for the beautiful green veggies that grew just to feed you, to give you energy, to help you create and send love onto the planet and to each other is so important. And you can't possibly do that when you have electronics in front of you, negative people in front of you, negative thoughts coming out of yourself. Everything is energy, including your food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have noticed that just in my own body, because I am highly aware of my own energy and my own field and how I feel, that the nights that my son and I sit down and, you know, say a prayer before dinner and sit and have conversation and sit at the table, I'm much more mm-hmm. comfortable after I eat. I feel much better mm-hmm. and more fulfilled the next day than the days where let's catch up on our show. You know, we've only got a little bit of time and let's just do this thing, and then we're eating in front of the TV. And even though it may be a very similar meal, the impact of it and the way it feels in my body is completely different.
Right. And the thing is also, if you're sitting there and watching the news, you know, God forbid you're watching the news, it's twisted and turned into whatever that particular network or whatever is
right.
trying to communicate their version of their belief system, and this is across the board, you know, that will either, you know, it'll, if you agree with them, it's going to make you angry because there's something wrong with everybody else. If you disagree with them, it's going to make you angry. And that anger is building up toxins in your gut while you might be eating the most beautiful bowl of kale salad. It doesn't, you know, it's just not working. And people wonder why there's such a rise in ill health and cancer rates, and why we can't possibly seem to make this go away, and all the money we throw at all of these diseases. The truth is that we're continuing to create more you know, dysfunctional energy that doesn't feed us on any level. So we're finding all sorts of new diseases because we're coming up with new ways to bombard ourselves. And TV is a perfect example of it.
Yeah. Yeah, all of the different, you know, energies that we absorb and belief systems that we take on based on what we hear. Yeah, it's not just the TV, it's, you know, the internet news and the talk shows. And, you know, I have found myself, just to kind of take the energetic piece a little bit deeper, I don't listen to the radio that much anymore. Because even some of the songs and the refrains, whether it's the country music station or the rock station, they're not happy. They're not fulfilling to me. So I meditate most of the times when I'm driving because that type of energy is very heavy to me. And
right.
I don't want to be absorbing in the general malaise of the world. I want to break it.
Right.
I want to shift that. That's my whole deal, is to change that, turn it up on its ear, and make people open up to how good things are.
Yeah, one
and
of my favorite, definitely, and I'm so with you on that. And I think so many of us, and certainly your listeners are going to be, because they're looking for that. They're looking for
mm-hmm.
that, how to get there. And as I said, EFT is great, changing what's on your platter of life, the food, the water you drink is so important. Of course, we want organic, you know, like, oh, got to have organic. But the truth is that not everywhere are you going to get organic, and not everybody can afford it. So a great way, I believe, to get through that is again, going to your plate, going to what you're about to ingest, if you're going to eat an apple, to surround it with energy and love, and it actually will be love that you're ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
And not negativity. And even though that apple might have been grown with GMOs, if you can't get the perfect apple, being grateful for what you have changes the molecular energy around it. It does. And they've shown that with there have been so many studies around water and how the energy of, you know, toxic, filthy water can be changed with prayer or with positive thoughts. And I cannot, the author has, he's out of Iran. He's a physician out of Iran.
It's a Yoshimoto.
It starts with a B, and he's got, like, I swear, like 26 letters in his name. If you Google anything around water, and he's an Iranian physician, and he did many, many studies on the effects of water and health. And that really, he was imprisoned in Iran, and he ended up, the guards noticed that he was able to help the other inmates with all sorts of issues, health issues they had, dysentery and all that, with getting water into them. And even if it wasn't the best, cleanest water, he was able to kind of change the energy around it, but he was able to get them to drink water, and they found that their health, they were getting stronger, and disease was beginning to start to be lightened, not necessarily eradicated, but lightened. And and then he made that his life's work and came to the United States, and really, you know, a lot of, he had also to deal with the allopathic medical society, where, you know, the American Medical Association was like, this guy's nuts. But he was really just promoting the need for water in our bodies.
Yeah, and the gentleman whose name came to mind for me, I think it's Dr. Emoto. He's the one who did the experiments with the water and emotions. Like, if you think negative thoughts, the water became very dark, and the crystals in it were heavy. And, you know, you surround it with love, it becomes light, and the shapes inside it are bright and, you know, positive. So you can, by the power of intention, change the structure of your food and your water.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you were talking about, it maybe it is GMO, maybe it does have pesticides on it, but by surrounding it with love, by being grateful for it, that you reset that to something that is of a very high vibration and highly nutritious for you. And anyone can do it. It's not something that somebody needs to be trained in. You don't need to be a specialist. You don't need to be anything other than grateful. We all have the ability to change what's around us.
We do, with just a thought. Everything can change with a thought.
Yep.
So what are you thinking?
So powerful. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I love to say to people, I love to go, what's going on in that pretty little head of yours? Because really, whatever's going on in that head of yours is truly creating your health. We can blame everybody from the government to the guy next door as to why our lives are miserable. But we need to take complete charge and ownership of what thoughts we're thinking, what food we're putting into ourselves, and how we conduct our lives. We do hold the key. We hold it all.
Yeah.
We own this body. And how are you gonna treat it?
Yep.
Important.
Well, we've got a little. It is. Yeah. Definitely. Well, we do have somebody who has their hand raised. So I am going to stop for a second and find out who is on the line and what we can do to help them. So area code 951, hello, welcome to Angels on Air.
Hi.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel from California. Welcome to Angels on Air, and what can we do for you?
I don't know. It just seems like, does eating meat, do you think eating meat is bad?
You want to take a first stab at that? I have my own opinion.
Sure.
I mean, for some people it might be. It really is. I mean, if you eat too much, but if you don't eat any, you kind of end up missing some minerals somewhere.
Well, it's really, I personally don't, but that's not saying, I mean, I have my family, some of my family members do. There are many different schools of thought on this. I firmly believe that if you do eat meat, to eat consciously, to eat it, to purchase meat that has, like either kosher or that has been grass-fed, free-range, the whole, as organic as possible, because I believe the way that animals, the energy that animals have and the way that they're treated and how they end up on our plate, that energy shows up in us. So if the animal's been mistreated and has been, its life has been cut off, basically almost like a murder, that energy of being terrified is going to show up on your plate and in your gut and in your life. And it takes a while to detox that out of your system. So it's really a personal preference. And as I say, I personally don't. And it also connects to your blood type. People with an A blood type tend to be agricultural. It tends to be more vegan, vegetarian.
I'm an O, so I know.
Oh, yeah, O's tend to, you tend to need more animal proteins. But to be aware is good.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some people with, vegetarian churches that really, shriveled up a bit. It's kind of a hard question to ask for everyone. I guess you have to make your own decision, because I've seen people that, they're living on bone mass and muscle, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe that's something else, with aging or something.
Well, yeah, could be. I think often, that there are a lot of bad vegetarians out there, a lot of bad vegans out there, a lot of bad carnivores out there also, people who just eat tons of meat. It's really about life balance on every single level. So I know plenty of vegetarians that eating a French fry is being a vegetarian, eating loads of French fries and ketchup. And not eating anything else that is of any that is really building your body mass and any other than fat in a very healthy way, but because it didn't involve killing an animal, they feel they're doing the right thing. It's really in the end, it's like, how do you feel? What's your energy like? What's ending up in your toilet? That I swear that is where the answers are all held.
Yes. Do you recommend colonics at all, or like just anything like that? It's kind of a tough issue.
Colonics are great. They really are. But it depends. This is something you need to really research and make sure that you've got the right hydrocolon therapist to help support you. People who do that, and I have, and I think it's awesome, but as I say, you want to go to the right person. They generally will require that you do some sort of a clean detox for at least three days prior to having it. So if you're eating meat all the way up to the time you get a colonic, that's going to be a little rough on everybody, including the hydrocolon therapist. So it's very draining, shall I say.
All right.
Great question.
Yeah, definitely. And I just wanted to add my own spin on it, because Nathaniel, like you, I am also an O blood type, and I do consciously eat meat. I am always grateful for it. I bless the animal as I'm preparing it or as I'm getting ready to consume it, and just and thank it to be grateful so that because I do need that in my body. You know, I've tried both ways, and I am a healthier individual consuming meat products. But for me, it's got to be a balance because I also need the other, the other products. I need to have a lot of vegetables. I need to have, you know, foods that have a lot of water content in them. I need to have a lot of water. So it's a and gratitude. I think that all the way across the board, whether it's like Maureen said, the rice, or the green plant, or the animal, it's gratitude for the nourishment that we're taking into our body. And that for me is the balance.
I guess if you just don't eat meat all by itself, it might be better to like have, something more, if you eat other things with meat, something rather than just a lot of meat, Seems like if you mix it in with rice, like a chicken in Malaysia or something, it seems to, like hamburgers, if I put a lot of tomatoes on it, seems to go down easier or something.
Well, they're all working together. All these different components are helping to digest the food. And certainly a tomato is full of lipoprotein that's going to help your heart, where maybe that beef burger is adding to the cholesterol. So it's all working together. And, the lettuce in there. I mean, the things that I believe that meat or even a vegetarian plate in that, I'm really keen on taking a good look at either if you're ingesting any kind of dairy, like if you have cheese on that burger, using dairy that's either raw or not using dairy at all.
I started out drinking a lot of raw milk, but then I was drinking organic milk, and then I switched over to the regular milk, but what do you think of that? Because I drink probably too much milk. Is dairy going to be, for some reason, it kind of digests my, it kind of helps me with my digestion. Milk seems to, mellow out the stomach acid or something. I don't know, for me, and I use it kind of as a tummy tool to make my
Actually, well, we are the only animals on the planet that drinks another animal's milk.
Yeah.
Or drinks another animal's secretion. So, and really, that animal, cow, they only have it secreting to feed their baby calves. Much like mother's milk from a human being, we're really only built to nurse our children till they're 2 years old. And beyond that, the health benefits of milk are really non-existent.
Really?
As far as that's a very strong raw vegan belief. I know that with the Weston Price, if you've ever a great website to go to is Weston Price, and that it certainly promotes the ingestion of milk and cheeses and that, but towards the raw, using raw, it's much easier to digest when you're buying milk off.
Oh,
you're building up gas, lots of gas.
Oh, so it builds up milk, builds up gas then?
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yes, gas, loads of it. So, and a great way if you've got tummy issues is to bring your gut into balance, because what happens is, and you can tell by the color of your pee, and this is for everybody's listening, that if your pee is like very yellow to brown, it's and this gets muddled with if you're taking any kind of nutraceuticals, any kind of vitamins, or even medication. But if you're not and you're just checking that morning pee, then your body's acidic. If you're dark, you know, if you're yellow to dark, if you're light colored to a green tinge or a very light yellow, that means you tend more towards alkaline. The goal is to always tend towards being alkaline, not
acidic. In yoga,
acidic.
They said that for it to be clear. I remember taking quite a bit of yoga, and they said that it should be clear, almost clear at least.
Almost clear, but not if you're completely clear, then you're overloading on water. And yes, it's like too much water and you're not.
What do you think of that water that's like 10 pH balance?
What's a perfect pH balance is 7.
Oh, 7. I hear that's good for like health and beauty. And some other people were saying you got to drink an 8 or a 9 or something for, am I wrong?
You're kind of pushing the envelope there with becoming too alkaline. 7 is perfect. And
so
you can go a little bit above that. But
if you're acid-based anyways, would 10 help or would 10 overdo it?
No. I would say not to go that high.
Yeah, I just saw one at the house sorted in and had 10 in it. I never saw it before. And then they have electrolytes and, of course, water.
You're
saying that
right. You
just, the coconut water has 100 times more than, you know, Gatorade electrolytes.
Yeah. So a great thing to alkalize your gut is to use Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like 2 tablespoons of that to 2 ounces of water. And some people, to make it palatable, you can put in a little spoonful of honey or syrup. But if you can down that, that actually stabilizes your gut and makes it alkaline. So that puts you at a 7. So there you have it. Yep.
Hey. You don't do any x-ray clairvoyance stuff or anything like that, do you?
I do not, no. But, Carolyn, I've got to get all back at you.
What are you looking for?
Well, you know, someone said that the lower half of my body astrologically is going to be coming into a bad situation from the belly button down. So I know my left foot's hurting me right now, and I'm just thought, you know, I didn't help you. You know, I mean, you can check the whole body if you like, but I don't know.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is like an imbalance with your upper and lower chakras. So the lower chakra is down in that area. It's, you know, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, which is kind of where you fit in the world. It's also where your digestive tract is because it's down in that lower area. And that can become unbalanced when our heart becomes closed. And if you look on a color wheel, too, the opposite from that red area down low and your heart, the red and green, they're opposite sides. So what I'm thinking would be really good for you is to open. I'm feeling like a closeness around your heart, like you're almost like you're analyzing things too much and you're not feeling things enough. And that can kind of slow down your digestion. It can slow down your entire processing. And it can also cause pain in your body. And as that whole process happens, you will be affected in your entire root chakra area, which will go down into your legs. So try feeling answers a little bit more rather than thinking answers or even trying to, go with what you think is the right answer, like even from a tribal perspective. You know, what does my family think I should do? What does this book say the answer is? What does my religion say I need to be doing? Feel in your own heart what feels right for you, and I think that that's really going to open up a whole lot of energy for you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I guess you can actually feel with the gut. You know, a lot of people, you know, say, you know, you
mm-hmm.
feel from your heart, and your heart is, you know, you're 100 times more intelligent than your brain, and that kind of thing. But you can also probably, you know, feel from your gut and some of the lower chakras as well, because all the chakras are useful. You know, a lot of people think, well, you're going to be just up in your upper chakras when your heart's more open, you know, but... You know, the lower chakras have, you know, just as much function, I think, as the higher chakras.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to be in your body in order for all of the brilliant information that comes into your upper chakras to be able to be brought out into the world. But there's got to be a balance. And you know, so, and it may just be that there's too much energy in that root chakra, you know, too much holding on, you know, of trying to conform to something that doesn't necessarily work for your body. So it feels like that there's a balance between what your heart knows to be true and your heart knows to be right for you and what you think. And even though it's in your lower body, when I say think, a lot of times it's conditioning, because that's where we hold our conditioning. That's where we hold what our parents told us, what we were taught by the tribe, what we taught by school, what we've been, you know, that religion of any variety, you know, book learning. A lot of times we'll hold that down in that root chakra. So feel whether or not what you instinctively do is really the best choice for you, and loosen up a little bit of some of your expectations around that, and it feels like it's going to really make a big difference for you. Really, really open up.
All right. Well, I'll try to live in some of the heart and lower chakras, and you know, I'll try not to think so much.
Easier said than done sometimes, but
yeah.
You know, or if you think something, then try to feel, is it the right thing for you? Because
mm-hmm.
everybody's an individual, and one of the gifts that God gave us is we are all unique. Every single person comes into this world with a unique code, a unique pattern, and a special gift. And so what's right for even a twin is not necessarily right for the other person, because even people who are genetically identical, they've got a different energetic blueprint. They have something that around them that makes them unique, and they have differences. And so that's what makes us, you know, pretty amazing. And for you to really trust that, to trust that, you know, maybe you do need meat on one day. Maybe you need to have extra vegetables on another day. Maybe you need to have more water one particular day. Maybe you need to have a slightly less the next day. But to go with what your body is telling you it needs versus what you need or somebody else tells you that you need.
Right. That's right. I do, you know, you were talking about uniqueness, and I do a kind of a personology where every day of the year has a certain day, like Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrify and excitement. And Napoleon was born the day of royal command. And Einstein was born the day of relativity. And it goes on and on to like Bill Clinton was born the day of startling surprises.
Wow.
Very
good.
Really amazing.
Very cool.
There's another
really level stuff.
And so each day of the year has a, you know, Lincoln was born the day of the unifier. And, you know, of course, he tried to unify North and South. And it goes on and on till every day of the year. Actually, the day of eternal youth is February 29th, and Tony Robbins is born that day. And he's always kind of talking about positive thinking, you know, and the mm-hmm. eternal youth. And those people are immature. They can be immature, too. So I'll do a reading for you both, if you like. I'll figure out your day for you if you want.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be very cool. Yeah. That sounds great. I mean, we only have a few more minutes here, but how do we, you know, why don't you, I don't know, you, it's your show, Carolyn.
Yeah, no, I think this is, I love the way things ebb and flow, and, you know, that's fine. So what do you need, just my birthday?
Yeah.
December 9th.
December 9th. Well, that's the day of flamboyance. That's the day of flamboyance. So you're quite flamboyant. And, you know, yeah, it's amazing. And you probably are quite flamboyant. You know, it says that you're romantic and fiery and energetic.
I love it.
That's great. Really incredible.
Well,
your meditation says heroism can be demonstrated by having the strength to face up to one's own ethical and spiritual shortcomings.
That is fascinating. Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Love this stuff.
And
I
you're,
love it. Thank you.
You're actually Sagittarius. Sagittarius 2, I think. You know, there's the Sagittarius 3 is the week of the Titan, and there's actually 48 weeks, and the cusp signs are quite useful. Do you want to do the other one? Or just...
I'm 6/19. I'm June 19th.
Oh, okay. I have the book, but I kind of know. I have the dates memorized, but a lot of people don't even know. There's a book called The Secret Language of Birthdays. And but you know, I was looking, and you know, well, Napoleon, or, you know, he's born the day of Royal Command. Wait a minute, and I was going, wait, this thing's trippy. And I'm born the day of Ironic Insight. So it's kind of like when you're saying we're all unique. You're actually born the week of magic, and that's the cusp, you know, of Cancer and Gemini, of course. And you're born the day of the spark. And it says that you're challenge-oriented and persistent and involved. And your meditation is, don't race a cheetah and don't box a kangaroo.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. So
I'll
leave that with you. I do the Chinese, too, you know, like... you know, Jimi Hendrix, as I said, was born the day of electrifying excitement. And 2 years younger than him, the day he was a water horse in 1942. And the year of the metal dragon was 1940. And Bruce Lee was born that day. And he had the electrifying excitement in his martial arts.
So cool. So cool.
And he actually like electrocuted himself for like in his workout or something. He drank a mess of eggs and this and that. But you know, that actually bring up eggs. Is eggs a good thing to eat?
Well, again, it's dairy, and it's unless they're coming from a good source, and you know, again, you got to listen to your body. That's the kind of the crux of all of this tonight is just. Listen to your body, and if you're not listening to your body and looking, you know, what's going in has got to come out. If it's not coming out, your body's telling you. So,
you know, sometimes it's kind of gross, but, you know, if I have to go to the bathroom and it's too gross, I can't tell you. I do kind of like a home colonic in the shower or bathtub, and instead of going to the bathroom, I coax it out the with the shower thing. I take the shower massager off and then do it with the hose, you know.
A lot of people do that, but that's, you know what?
Really?
However, got to make it work. So, yeah, go get a colonics. Go to a real person who does this work.
Well, it's convenient, you know, when you make the appointment and everything, and you got to trust your colonic person, too, you know, because one girl
told me
I thought my eyes were going to explode. And,
you definitely have to.
But,
thank you so much for all your questions and your input.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that hour just flew right by. So, Maureen, is there anything else that you would like to make sure that people know?
I think we did a pretty good job here of talking from cheek to cheek. So I love what I do, and you can find me at www.mogreenjuice.com, and message me. I'd love to continue the conversation. And I am so, Carolyn, I'm so very grateful for this opportunity tonight. I love talking this way. I love talking about how we work from our gut and it shows up in our life. So thank you so very much. You're amazing.
Oh, you are welcome. Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure to spend some time with you and to get this really important information out to everyone so that they can really understand on a deeper level, you know, how connected our bodies are, and that, you know, our body really is the temple that houses our soul, and, you know, we're all energetic beings, and we need that energy flow in every way in order to be healthy and in order to be really manifesting all the change that we want to in the world. So thank you for your information about that, and for anybody who is listening to the show that hasn't heard me before, my name is Carolyn McGee. I'm an intuitive healer, teacher, and coach, and you can find me at www.gatewaytoyou.com. That's GATEWAYTOYOU.com. So I will be back on next month, first Wednesday of the month. I look forward to hearing everyone again. And Maureen, thank you for your time.
Thank you again. Deep breath.
You're welcome.
Yes,
that is right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.